Tell us about that day. Tell us about, you know, what it was like, what the temperature was like, what the sense was in terms of the unit that you worked with there, and what sort of lessons you applied from your time in football to trying to survive and perform with all that pressure and all that danger.
You know, the atmosphere at the time is that, you know, Vietnam was a 12-month gig, a 13-month gig. It was a replacement army. And so when I came in, I was new meat, so to speak, with a unit that had been pretty much intact. I think with 4 months was the last time they had got any new replacements coming in. So, you know, unlike today, in those young men and women who are fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan, they go over in units. They train together. They come back together. They fight together. And so there's a certain camaraderie that's established, and there's a certain team aspect that I don't think that we felt over in Vietnam. It took some time, at least, to be comfortable with basically your squad, those people that surrounded your life. So I was with I was in the first platoon, I was in the first squad, and it was those, you know, 15, 20 guys that you get to know, and out of that, it's just a, you know, it's a handful that you are familiar with. People come and go. Anyway, at that moment in time, we were under alert. We had one of the companies, and how it worked in Vietnam was that you had an area of operation. Out of that area of operation, it was usually a battalion that worked at four companies. Two of them were in the field. Two of them were then protecting LZ, or landing zones, for artillery. So you'd rotate off the hill, back into the field, back up the hill, and so on, and that's the way it was. Well, we were up on a hill, and one of the companies got ambushed and were under fire, and we flew out that afternoon. So we were on alert. We flew out, and eventually we were to extract them out, and it was nighttime. And so when we got there, it was late. We carried some dead out. We got that unit out of that area. And in so doing, we got ambushed, and what bodies we were carrying out, we left behind. 2 days, then thereafter, we are now going back in. I'm with a reinforced platoon to go back and extract those bodies, or at least have a secured area where a helicopter can come in and get them out of there. That was our responsibility. So, given that, the tension, we knew that enemy were around, we'd been hit. So we're on alert. Now, we left about dawn. By the time we took a break, a couple hours later, you know, it was maybe 103, 104, on its way up to about 110. The humidity was about 86%. And we got to a little shaded area, and our company commander said, take a break. And so we did, finding our location. And then he said, saddle up. We're moving out of this little wooded area onto an open rice paddy. Now, I was about eighth in line. You got to kind of figure that. I was a grenade launch. I was carrying an M79. And my point man, who is now maybe 40 yards in front of me, 5 yards distance, enemies in the area, eyes, ears open, head on a swivel, you know, just make sure, be aware of what's taking place. From his position out there, he had seen some activity, enemy activity in front of us, a couple soldiers walking across a dike. Well, he got so excited that he opened up fire and started to run after the enemy, which pulled everybody out onto this open rice paddy. They had been set up, and all of a sudden, boy, I hear this machine gun started to level that area on which we were, and I jumped into a rice paddy. Four guys were pinned down in front of me into a lower rice paddy. I saw that machine gun who was kind of spraying that area, and I tried to lob some grenades on top of him just to kind of get those guys out of there when I got hit the first time. And so I kind of dropped back from that position, was out in the open, got behind some protection, and when the four guys were pinned down, got out, I swung back with one of the medics to our commanding officer. We were on the left flank. Everybody else had moved to the right. And so we had swung back, hooked up with a commanding officer. About 20 minutes later, the rest of those guys were in that in the field came back. Now we were in heavy firefight at that moment in time. A couple guys got killed, and we set up another position. We didn't know what we ran into, whether it was a squad or a platoon. Ultimately, a couple years later. I found out that we ran into a regiment, and it was the same regiment that the company had run into that had been ambushed. And they didn't know what they ran into at that moment in time, and I got hit the second time with a grenade that blew up through my right foot and right knee and right thigh. And we were in a firefight for the remaining part of that day when another platoon fought its way up there, dragged us out of there. It was about midnight by the time we got to a secured area, and they dragged us through the night, and the helicopters came in and then took us to an aid station. Ultimately, out of that whole course, I spent about 9 months in the hospital and went through three operations. And the prognosis was, when I did ask my doctor whether or not I'd be able to play, of course he said no. He said you won't have the strength and the flexibility and to be able to do it, and that was kind of the first, rejection.